今日我哋读经嘅经文嚟自《使徒行传》17章30到31节，同埋《哥林多后书》5章10节。我哋会由崇拜主席读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 17, verses 30 to 31, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Only the worship leaders will be reading.
使徒行传十七章三十节，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，藉着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人作可信的凭据。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫各人按着本身所行的，或善或恶，受报。
The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And of this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
话必枯干，草必凋谢，神嘅说话永远长存。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
今日郑牧师传嗰个信息嘅题目系最后的审判。
Today, Pastor Jen will be preaching, and the title of the sermon is The Final Judgment.
Good morning, church.
早晨，大家。
It's good to see you all on Sunday morning.
好喜欢喺星期日见到大家。
What do you feel? How do you feel when we just read today's passage?
啱啱听到嗰几段经文，你有咩感觉咧？
That there will be a judgment that we all have to face.
我哋每个人都会面对审判。
Encouraging.
鼓励大家。
Discouraging.
系鼓励啊，或者系令对觉得沮丧咧。
Fearful.
系或者好惊惶咧。
Or hopeful.
或者你有盼望。
I hope you would be hopeful in Christ.
我希望大家都在基督当中有盼望。
And that it would be our fuel to continue on this journey of faith here on earth.
我们继续有能力在一个旅途上继续在奔跑。
A number of you have mentioned about my glasses, so I have to say something about that.
有些弟兄姊妹对于牧师那个眼镜是有些问题，可以牧师可以提出一下。
I hope you like it.
希望大家喜欢牧师那副眼镜。
Long story short, we ran out of contact.
因为牧师那个隐形眼镜已经可能用完咗啦。
And this is the only pair of glasses that we have at home.
咁呢个唯一嘅眼镜，即系大嘅眼镜，系喺屋企。
Please forgive me.
请大家原谅。
Well, I pray that the grace of the triune God be upon all of us today.
牧师祈祷每神嘅三一灵系降临喺我哋每一个身上。
And we are on the 8th sermon. On the Apostles' Creed.
我们是在使徒圣经里面第八讲。
I just want to encourage you and give you a round of applause for making it this far.
就是为大家可以来到听第八讲，可以大家鼓掌，为自己鼓掌一下。
We still have two more, by the way.
还有多两次在这个使徒圣经的讲多两次。
Today, the confession of faith tells us that there will be a final judgment that we ought to remember.
今日嘅使徒经讲到，我哋每个人都有最后嘅审判。
And it is a component of which how we conduct our Christian life.
因为呢个使徒经系我教导我哋系点样行作为人，系基督徒点样行作活作为人。
Most of the time, what we think about Christian walk is forgiveness and entrance into heaven.
有好多时候我哋觉得。因为神的宽容，神的赦免，我们可以去到天国。
And the sense in which we will all have to face that last final judgment before Christ's return is often forgotten for all of us.
好多時候我哋都忘記咗，我哋喺最後嗰時候，我哋都要面對喺耶穌基督面前嘅最後審判。
And perhaps as we have read today and today's pericopes, it is because of this reason that we often neglect the concept of resurrection.
可能我哋今日睇嗰段聖經嚟講，我哋都可以忘記咗即係復活嗰個概念。
But for Paul in his evangelistic effort in Athens,
又喺雅典喺保羅喺雅典嗰度去傳道嗰、那個嗰、那個用工嘅時間
，and also his teaching to the Second Corinthians chapter 5,
或者喺哥林多後書第五章裏邊教導。
The final judgment and the resurrection of Christ are inseparable.
然后个最后审判同埋耶稣基督嘅复活系唔不可分开嘅。
Unfortunately, in Reformed tradition, we haven't really emphasized enough of the connection between the two.
不过改革中里边讲咧就冇即系好分别特别去重视呢两点。
But I think it is a timely sermon topic for today.
不過喺依個合適嘅時間咧，係一個合適嘅講章主題。
Because it also has to do with covenant of grace that we are in.
都係為咗我哋嘅恩典嘅約。
So when we dive in Acts 17 and 2 Corinthians 5, I want us to think about three keywords together.
在我们未开始进入使徒行传第十七章或者在哥林多后书第五章之前我们想三个重点
Repentance
悔改
Forgiveness
宽恕
Resurrection
复活
Repentance Forgiveness and the Resurrection
悔改宽恕和复活
Paul in his encounter with AthensPagans and the Corinth church in today's passage tells us that he is grounding on the death and resurrection of Christ.
保罗在雅典里面对那些未信的人所讲的福音是建基于耶稣基督的复活。
And those of you who remember from Thursday that he is remembering Zacharying death and resurrection of Christ.As if it is present reality.
就係好似喺星期四咁樣即個傳道嗰度，保羅所講嘅就係神耶穌基督嘅復活，就係其實用現在嘅形式嚟講。
And that act of remembering is my aim for today's sermon.
又即係記得咁樣係就係今日牧師所講嘅主要目的。
That we all would remember.As if the present reality is identical with Christ's death and resurrection.
就我哋要記得，我哋而家咁就好似耶穌基督當時嘅復活，即係復活咁樣。
Not just the cognitive recapitulation of the memory itself.
唔係話就係好似係諗到記得以前嘅嘢，其實係就係好似現在咁嘅發生咁樣。
But that it would be cause and motivation for us to move my heart and change the way that we conduct our words and deeds.
就係神點樣呼召我哋，點樣嘅日常嘅行事為人，點樣去做一個基督徒。
You know what's interesting in today's passage is that when he deals with Jewish colleagues or friends, he doesn't take the same approach.
不過喺今日嘅經文裏邊，佢即係。同非基督徒嚟講，對於係猶太人嚟講咧，佢係用不同嘅方法嚟講。
He uses it starts with the scripture, but here he starts with natural theology.
然後保羅喺度咧，唔係用嗰個神神係用一個好自然嘅一個方法去講。
In natural theology, I mean God as the creator of all things.He's the Lord of heaven and earth.
又所謂自然嘅神學咧，就係神係一個創造者，佢係一個宇宙嘅創造者。
So this is something that we can all relate to today.
因為依啲我哋個個可以聯想到，因為對於宇宙嚟講。
So in that sense, can we listen to Paul's logical persuasion to Athens' great minds.
因为咁样，我哋可以点样去联系？当保罗去对雅典嗰啲人讲嘅嗰个福音。
Imagine we're sitting in that all Areopagus where Paul was giving this resurrection statement.
由我哋谂下，如果好似我哋喺雅典嗰度喺一个大厅里边，点样听到保罗去同嗰啲雅典嘅飞嗰度讲福音嘅时候？
We were among one of those who were responsible for maintaining religious order in Athenian in Athenian society.
因为睇当时嗰啲雅典人去点样去保存佢当时嘅雅典嗰啲本身里边嗰啲佢哋所信嘅神嘅事情。
And we have some similarities with them, don't we?
我哋都有好似当时嘅人雅典嘅人咁样。
We're one way or the other. We're all philosophers.
某種程度上，我哋都係一啲哲學家。
You guys have the way that you think that life should go this way or go about this way。
我哋會諗我哋嘅生命可能咁樣，或者另外一個方向。
And at the same time, we all of us have distanced away from the reality of the final judgment。
咁我哋都好多時候都覺得同最後審判都有一段距離喎。
And maybe some of you can really believe in the reality of Jesus' resurrection. And that's kind of a far, remote reality that doesn't really kick in.
有时我都会觉得，耶稣基督复活都可能对我太遥远了，都我没什么亲身的关系，因为很远。
And that was the audience of Paul in Areopagus.
在那时呢，就是在雅典那些，保罗所的听众那些人的心态了。
So let's hear his reasoning together.
所以他现在就怎样去讲解。
First, he uses this thing called point of contact.
由第一个呢，保罗是用怎样去接触点。
Because scripture were not a common reality or common knowledge to these pagan Athenian philosophers.
因为圣经或者旧约来讲呢，对于这些雅典的信徒呢，其实他们都不是很清楚的。
But even in that, there were similarities between Christian teachings and Greek philosophy.
有不過，基督徒嘅教導同埋雅典嗰啲哲學家所講嘅咧，有一啲相同。
He even quotes pagan poets like Aratus, saying, "For we are indeed his offspring."
然後佢保羅都係取自一個希臘嘅詩人所講嘅話。
After making that some of the point of contact with them, he critiques their idolatry and superstition.
因為開始用一啲雅典人嘅所用嘅嘢嚟一個接觸點咧，佢就開始講嗰個偶像嘅嘢啦。
The Athenians were too superstitious, and their worship of the unknown god was such a distortion.
有雅典人係好迷信，佢係迷信信一啲未知之神。
And their thinking, whatever the form or degree they were in Greek philosophy, were categorized as futile in Paul's mind.
然後咧，佢哋所諗所諗所有佢諗到嘅神咧，其實係對於保羅講呢啲係冇作用嘅。
Why? Because Paul had a specific knowledge about God in the things that God created.
因为保罗知道好对于神呢啲好特别嘅嘢，同埋神所创造啲好特别嘅嘢。
Like we sang Psalm 8 today just now，
好似系我哋啱啱唱过首歌，诗篇第八篇。
Heavens declare His glory，
然后天地唱出神嘅创造。
But even the simple knowledge about God, these Greek philosophers rejected the knowledge about God.
就算好似啲咁簡單嘅宇宙嘅嘢，不過嗰啲希臘嗰啲雅典嗰啲哲學家都好反對。
So he begins with a point of contact that is relatable to their society and knowledge。
佢所以個接觸點咧係要同佢哋嘅社會同埋佢哋嘅知識係要有關係。
And he offers how that has been distorted by the truth that we know about God。
所以咧，佢哋所認識嘅係被扭曲咗。對於扭曲咗我哋所知道嘅神嘅嘢。
That's somewhat an evangelistic effort looked like in the city of New York。
好似紐約市裏邊好多傳福音嘅用呢種咁嘅方法。
We get to the bottom of what they believe is actually wrong by the standard of the Bible。
所以咧，我哋去話即係話俾嗰即係我哋紐約市嗰啲人知道，佢哋嘅信仰喺邊度錯咧？係因為我哋所信嘅基督嘅信嗰啲經文。
And an expert of this is old Pastor Tim Keller。
一個好專家咧，就係Tim Keller牧師。
But he's basically doing what Paul did here。
Tim Keller牧師咧就係做好似保羅喺依度喺《使徒行傳》同埋喺《哥林多後書》所做嘅嘢。
And Acts 17:30 and 31 is the climax, it's the end, the period of his encounter with the pagan philosophers.
在《使徒行傳》第十七章裡就是保羅去對著一些未信者最高點的時候。
And he begins his speech in this way.
保羅開始這樣
說。In the past,
之前,
God overlooked the times of ignorance. This is verse 30. So he overlooked the time when people ignored about who God is.
然后他说,世人蒙昧无知的时候,神并不监察,如今吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
But now, like present today, now in his time, he commands, God commands all people everywhere to repent.
就好像现在式这样,他是吩咐各人都要悔改。
The previous window of patience on God's part is now closed.
由之前神所宣教已经是可以关闭了。
And now the commandment of God that we everyone must repent is in place.
由现在神的命令开始呢,就每个人都要悔改。
The language that Paul is using is very strong.
保罗所讲的词语是很坚强的。
But if Paul is using such a persuasion technique,
如果保罗用一种这么可以引导人的话方法呢,
he's not using it by mistake.
他不是很错误地用哦。
There's a reason why he does that.
有个原因为什么保罗是要这么讲。
We are in the covenant of grace.
我们在恩约堂。
We need to be gracious to one another.
我们对于大家都要恩典。
We need to forgive one another because we are forgiven.
我们要宽恕大家，因为我们是被神宽恕。
But the time is already set.
不过时间已经设定了。
Because God has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness.
因为神已经设定一个日子，他是会审判世上每个人。
And this judgment will be conducted by a man whom he has appointed.
因为神已经设立一个人，他是命定了那个人。
And God has furnished firm proof or even assurance to everyone because this is the man whom God has raised from the dead.
因为神已经讲清楚，这个人是谁呢？是他在死里面复活的人。
If you're a keen listener, you should have asked,Wait, what?
如果你是很清楚听我们听牧师这么说，你会说，诶，牧师你说什么啊？
Paul's argument for us to repent and God to command us to repent is because Jesus is resurrected.
所以说，诶，问一下，保罗你叫我们去悔改，为什么？因为耶稣基督复活。
After Jesus' resurrection was the message of hope that we will all enter into heavenly glory.What's up with the final judge?
所以如果你知道耶稣基督复活，我们都可以被宽恕的，这样最后审判是什么呢？
But we're going to get into that, but what he is doing here is that he is desiring a radical conversion and behavioral change in the way that they thought about resurrection.
然后保罗是这样说，跟他们这样说，是他要改变那些人，是一个完全在根本上改变他怎样去想一个复活的问题。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
as we look into 2026,
我们就来看到来到2026年了。
I pray that every one of us would receive the benefit of being united to Not dead Christ, but living resurrected Christ.
我希望大家可以联系到耶稣基督，不是一个已死的耶稣基督，是一个已复活的耶稣基督。
That not only his death, but his resurrection has an immediate influence the way that we live.
不单止耶稣的死，而且是耶稣的复活，是对于我们的生活，是生活的方法是有关系的。
And that is because we have received already a deposit or down payment or assurance of the Spirit.
我们因为已经收到一个已经好耶稣基督好似一个已经存款一个已经收到一个耶稣基督已经做的一个保障保证。
If there is one pastoral aim for 2026, it is that we would savor the benefit that Christ has for us in his resurrection.
如果是一个在我们教会里面想一个在2026的目的，就是耶稣基督是一个我们的救主。
How many of us know what the benefit of resurrected Jesus is?
我们大家对于耶稣基督复活对于我们有什么利益，有什么好处呢？
Think for a moment with me.
想一想。
We know the benefit of his death now that our sins are forgiven.
我们既知道耶稣基督复活，因为我们的罪已经被赦免了。
That he died on my place, which I deserve to be die.
耶稣为了我们死，不过是我们应该死的，不过耶稣是为我们而死。
So when we confess our sins in the name of Jesus, we are once again being reminded of that we are covered by the blood of Christ.
当我们认罪悔改认罪的时候，我们知道我们是被耶稣基督的宝血是覆盖的。
But what about his resurrection, brothers and sisters?
但是除了耶稣的死不过之外，他的复活是怎样呢？
What benefit does it give to you?
他的复活对于我们有什么好处呢？
I'm not trying to be a prosperity gospel preacher here.
我们牧师不是一个功利福音的牧师。
Because Jesus promised.
因为耶稣答应。
That we are united in Christ and all his benefits are now given to the church, which is you and I.
因为耶稣基督的复活是将他所有福气好处都给了教会，即是我们每一个人。
And my question is, are you receiving it with faith?
牧师的就问题就是你有没有接受这种的福气，这种的利益呢？
Or is it far reality and has nothing to do with your spiritual walk today?
或者一个对于你实际的灵性的行历程上是一个是不是某种实际的？
You know, I really thought about this.
牧师是很深深地想过。
And I actually wrote a paper on this in seminary.
牧师在那个读神学那里都写过一篇文章这样讲。
I can send it to you if you want to read it.
如果你想读，牧师可以send给可以寄给你。
That was a joke.
这个开玩笑。
But the key point is, it's maybe because the far distance of final judgment is precisely the reason why resurrection has really nothing to do with me today.
个重点，因为我哋觉得嗰个最后审判对于我哋太过遥远啦，咁然后令到我哋觉得嗰个复活好似都唔系好重要咁样。
That the urgency and immediacy of the final judgment.It's far reality, like almost like a fairy tale. It has nothing to do with us, and therefore the resurrection has belittled in our walk.
Yeah. 所以，因为我哋成日觉得嗰个最后审判实在太遥远，喺我哋生活上根本冇乜关系，咁令到对于我哋嚟讲，我哋嘅日常行事为人，喺基督徒嘅行事为人，同埋耶稣基督嘅复活，我哋觉得个关系唔系真系咁重要。
So Paul is trying to.Let them believe that resurrection took place for the precisely the final judgment that we will all receive.
所以保罗就同嗰啲雅典嗰啲人传福音，就系耶稣基督嘅复活系对于我哋嘅将来嘅最后审判系好有关系。
At the incarnation of the second person of the Trinity,
由耶稣基督嘅道成肉身
，and his fullness of time and his substitutionary atonement work on the cross.
由耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的所有的受苦。
The The old things have passed away and the new things have come.
由旧事已过，都变，而家都变成新嘅啦。
And he has promised in his ascension that he will return.
而佢答面过，佢虽然升天之后，佢一定会翻翻嚟。
That he will come back to judge the living and the dead in righteousness, which is no one can argue against his judgment because it is perfectly righteous.
所以在地上每个人，就算你系信耶稣嘅，唔信耶稣嘅，都会面对最后审判。
Brothers and sisters, please argue with me open-minded today.
然后你可以同牧师去谈谈倾谈，即系可以好开心见成佢咁谈。
Everyone.Will be raised from the dead.
每一个人都会复活。
And they will all face God's judgment, whether you're a believer or not.
每个人无论你是信的，都未信的，你都会面对神的审判。
And proof of that resurrection is Christ's resurrection himself.
怎样去证明我们可以有复活呢？因为耶稣的复活可以证明我们都会有复活。
During the time of Paul,was probably 60 AD, 50 to 60 AD or 40 AD.
公元前60到或者是70公元前就是保罗的时间。
There is no doubt that Jesus was resurrected.
即是没人怀疑耶稣基督 是已经复活了。
It simply happened a decade or maybe 5 or 6, 7 years ago.
因为只是10年或者10年十几年前的事情发生。
The reality of the resurrection of Christ was not needed to be persuaded to believe because it was a factual matter that everybody knew about.
因为耶稣复活是一个实际发生的时候，即是不需 要用一些说话 去劝导你这么说。
And that's why he's using that evidence as an evidence for the final judgment, not the scripture.
所以为什么保罗是用耶稣的复活，因为当时是已经十年左右的，用那些证据是证明，不是用经文来证明。
The Athens people have heard of this person Jesus who was resurrected.
然后雅典人其实佢听到听曾经听过耶稣基督系已经复活。
Some believed and some didn't.
有啲信，有啲唔信。
That objective historical event is the support that Paul is using to persuade Athenian philosophers.
嗰个客观嘅耶稣基督嘅已经复活系支持。保罗那个观点。
And perhaps that's the way that God is persuading us in his message today.
或者神都是经过今天的经文《使徒行传》和哥林多后书来跟我们这样说。
Do we believe in his resurrection?
我们相不相信耶稣基督已经复活呢？
And when we remember his resurrection,
当我们想耶稣基督复活的时候，
does it change the way that we act?
会不会改变我们日常的行事为人呢？
Does it change our will?
改不改变我们心态，我们志愿呢？
When we remember Zakar, the resurrection of Christ in Hebrew's sense,
然后我们当我们想耶稣基督是的复活的时候，好像希伯来书这样
说， Does the surrounding feelings, does the surrounding society,the surrounding way of receiving the resurrection happen in today's reality with us.
即是在我们日常的，即是我们周遭环境，我们的社会，是不是在，即是对于耶稣基督复活有这样的感觉呢？
Answer is simple.
那个答案是很简单的。
I don't have to ask you.
是问一问你。
It's no.
是不是。
It doesn't change the way that we live.
是即是我如果我们自己来说，我们对于耶稣基督复活是很多时候不会改变我们日常的行事为人。
It doesn't change the way that we want to reconcile with others.
不会改变我们去对于其他人，即是如果我们有纷争的，我们要和好。
The truth of the gospel doesn't really change us because we want it to change us.
因为福音的真理是想改变我们。
But it changes some people.
会改变福音的真理，改变一些人。
And it changes by the spirit of the gospel.
因为是福音的灵，精神是改变了。
The very spirit that hovered over at the time of creation.
然后圣灵在最初创造时候是那时候的圣灵。
The very spirit that God breathed into the nostril of Adam and Eve.
然后嗰个圣灵系吹到人变成有灵嘅活灵嘅时候。
The very spirit that descended upon the upper room at the Pentecost.
然后嗰个圣灵系喺五旬节落喺每一个使徒嘅时候。
Is the agent in which God uses to change our unbelieving hearts.
呢个就系个圣灵。是怎样用神怎样用的圣灵改变我们不相信的心。
If we try to believe,
如果我们尝试去相信
if you try to live a holy life,
如果我们尝试过一个圣洁的生活
if you think you can achieve that holy life on your own,
如果你以为可以你可以用自己能力去过一个圣洁的生活的话
I want you to take a step back.
你要退后一步想一想啦。
You will fail.
你一定失败。
You wouldn't be able to do it on your own.
你靠自己是不可以做得到。
Only by the Holy Spirit you are able to obey God's commandment.
只是藉着圣灵我们可以服从神的命令。
And to believe, to be able to believe in the resurrected Jesus.
还有藉着圣灵我们是可以相信耶稣基督的复活。
So the question is, do you have that assurance?
那个问题，你有没有这样的确据呢？
Because God has furnished firmly this proof, this pledge, this assurance to all who believe in the name of Jesus.
因为神已经给了一个确据给所有相信耶稣的人。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
How do you know?That the very proof that Jesus, God has dispersed to his people is within me.
怎知道神所给最大的证据是已经在我们里面呢？
Well, first of all,
开始。
If you believe, that's the sign that you have the Holy Spirit.
如果你是已经相信的，其实是圣灵那个印记在里面了。
In verse 32 of Acts 17 says, Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, We will hear you again about this.
又在使徒行传第十七章他又说三十二节他说众人听见从死里复活的话就有讥诮他的又有人说我们再听你讲这个吧。
And verse 34 said, Some men joined him, which is Paul, and believed.Among whom also were Dionysus and Areopagite and a woman named Damaris and others with them.
然后第三四节要讲，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴古的官调离修，并有一个妇人名叫大马利，还有别人一同顺从。
Do you believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead?
在今日。你们相不相信耶稣基督是复活呢？
Do you believe that God has fixed a day for everyone to be judged?
你相不相信神已经设定一个最后审判的日子呢？
And do you believe that Jesus is the final judge of all things that were created?
你相不相信耶稣基督是一个最后审判所有被创造的人？
If you believe it, then you are, have already received that proof.Or pledge or assurance.
如果你相信刚才那些东西，其实你已经是有神所给你的确据了。
But you must believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
你一定要相信耶稣基督的复活。
Otherwise,
如果不是的话，
you really need to, you need to pray.
你要真的真心的去祷告了。
And I cannot see what you have in your heart nor in your mind when it comes to the gospel.
因为牧师不会看到你的心或者你的想的什么是对于福音来讲。
There are signs that I can see in your life that maybe you are a believer or maybe you are not.
在你行事外面的行事为人或者牧师看到一些象迹一些观点。
But at the end of the day, only God knows.
不过最后只有神知道。
We can only see the signs and fruit of the Spirit.
我们只有在你外面看到一些你可能结出的果子。
But the believing is the product of the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
不过其实相信都是圣灵所做的工。
Not speaking tongues.
唔係話講方言喎。
Not prophesying or healing.
唔係醫人，亦都唔係講傳道。
Those are all peripheral things that really doesn't really tell us anything.
呢啲都係外邊嘅嘢，唔係你裏邊嘅嘢，所以我哋唔可以知道你裏邊係乜嘢。
Do you believe in Jesus' resurrection?
你信唔信耶穌基督係復活咧？
Think for a moment.
想一想，
and you need to understand why he had to die. You need to understand why he had to resurrect.
你要明白耶稣基督点解要死，同埋耶稣基督点解要复活。
And second point is from 2 Corinthians 5 that how do we know we have received this assurance?
然后第二点就系我哋点知道我哋得到呢个确据咧？
Now if the second Acts 17.The first passage we read were addressing to non-believers. 2 Corinthians 5 is addressing to Corinthian church believers already.
由我哋首先读嘅《使徒行传》十七章系对于一啲未信嘅人讲，然后第二家讲嘅《哥林多后书》对于一啲系信徒嚟讲。
So these people who are believing in the name of Jesus would face a judgment in a different way than those who disbelieve in Jesus.
所以啲信徒嚟讲咧，佢会面对唔同嘅审判系。相對於那些未信的人。
Here we also need to see the logic that Paul is using.
然後我們要看到保羅所用的邏輯。
Now first he begins by, in chapter 5, he begins by sharing the believer's future hope.
然後開始他是要跟那些已經相信的人所分享的盼望。
And then from verses 11 and on to the end of the chapter, he gives...The ministerial urgency of reconciliation.
然后在第十一节到最尾咧，佢就话知道点呢个系好紧迫嘅一个事情。
But the connection between our future hope and the present reconciliation with others is revolving around the future judgment on verse 10.
我哋最后嘅以后嘅盼望同埋而家嘅而家我哋面对嘅事情系。对，是有关于我们最后的审判。
So for Paul, his future hope in the house that was built by God.
然后对于保罗来讲，他的将来的盼望同埋神所建立的教会。
And how he groans to be clothed with this new identity of heavenly citizenship.
然后保罗点样可以成長，然後喺一個神嘅覆蓋底下。
He emphasizes a ministry that he wanted for them to be urgently carry out, which is to reconcile with one another.
然後佢係好緊迫，佢希望佢哋大家可以互相和好。
And in between the connecting point for both ways, there is the final judgment.
然後喺呢兩方面點樣有個連接點咧？就係最後審判。
The glorious eternal house in the future and the terrifying judgment of the future are bringing Paul's mission to reconciliation.
然后我们可以看到将来的荣耀的冠冕和将来的最后审判这两种东西一起呢就是令到保罗有一个很紧迫的要令到就是当时的哥林多教会里面要有一个和好。
Verse 10 and the second half says, So that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
然后第十节下半边，他就叫各讲咁讲，叫各人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
So as you look for eschatology in the future things, which is judgment, the final judgment and eternal dwelling in the heaven, he brings us now to reconcile one another.
如果你睇即係聖經最後嗰時候有見到神嗰、那個赦免同埋神嘅審判時候，就係帶嚟呢個教會要大家互相和好。
Why？
點解
？Verse 19, Paul says, God reconciled the world to Himself by not counting their trespasses against them.
由第十九節，這就是神在基督裡叫世人與自己和好。不將他的過犯歸到他們身上。
And verse 21,
21節,
Jesus, who was without sin, was made sin for sinners.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So that we might become righteousness of God in Christ.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So we are given this righteousness status in Christ.
我们在基督里面已经被一个我们是成义的一个身份了。
And in his righteousness, in Christ's righteousness, we are reconciled to God. Means God has not count, he's no longer counting our trespasses against him.
在耶稣基督里面的义呢，我们是被看为，被以为是即是没罪。
Which means that in the future judgment, the final judgment, before the final judge Jesus, the very real and formal accusation or trespasses are now legally nullified by God himself.
因为我们可以这样，因为耶稣基督的替我们的罪，我们可以知道我们的罪已经被耶稣基督的义已经是变为无有了。
So let me give you in like three simple steps so I don't lose you guys.
牧师会给你三个简单的步骤。
Everyone will face judgment for these for things that they have done in verse 10.
在第十节里面讲就是每一个人都会为了他所做的一切事面对最后审判。
He's speaking to Christians who have their secured salvation in Christ.
不是其他人，他是说对于基督徒，他们已经有了神的救恩，一个救恩的情况。
And second step is God does not count the trespasses of those in Christ against them.
然后神对于每个人所犯的罪呢，其实不是计在我们身上，是计在耶稣基督身上。
So for a believer,
是一个信的人来讲，
the final judgment shifts from condemnation for their trespasses to accountability of their actions.
然后呢，最后来讲，我们每一个所信的人来讲，我们最后的审判呢，其实是移了由我们最神耶稣基督审判对于我们在每日 行事为人可以怎样对得起神 来算数。
So if you are reconciled in Christ with God,
我们只有在耶稣基督当中与神和好。
The final judgment that we will face when Christ returns,
我们在最后审判里面，当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们面对最后审判的时候，
is rather an evaluation than verdict itself.
不是一个裁判，是一个是衡量我们。
And for that reason, this final judgment for the Corinthian church is serving as the ultimate motivation for reconciliation with others.
然后所以在哥林多教会里面，一个最后审判其实是对于当时教会每个人的可以怎样去和好一个衡量的标准。
So we know by reconciling with others, we have that pledge assurance of the down payment of the entrance into the eternal home.
由在教会我们每个人可以互相 和好的话，其实就是神给我们一个确据。
So at the end of the day,
最后,
we ought to be able to diagnose where we are in our spiritual walk.
我们每个人应该可以审量自己在我们属灵的路程上是什么样一个状态。
Are you still one of those educated, sophisticated, Athenian philosopher? Are you among them?
你是不是好像雅典那些哲學家，他很有知識的呢？
Then we ought to once again preach to us, just as David preached to him in his inner soul about the death and resurrection of Christ.
或者好像保罗，他怎样是教导哥林多教会的人，他的耶稣基督的复活呢？
Do you have hard time believing in Jesus' resurrection?As the present reality, just as we are listening and greeting one another today,
好似今日讲，你会觉得好困难咁去接受耶稣基督嘅复活。
Then pray, help my disbelief.
又可我哋祈祷神帮助我哋嘅不信。
Have you ever prayed that kind of prayer before, which is biblical?
你有冇好似圣经依据圣经咁嚟祷告咧
？Lord, help me believe in your Son.
又求神让我哋系相信耶稣基督你嘅儿子。
There's so much more to believing in the Son of God.
佢相信耶稣基督唔系。一些很簡單的東西其實又是很多東西
And I pray that we will all come to that very reality each and every day that Jesus died and resurrected for us
我們真的很希望大家我們每個人都可以來到相信耶穌基督死和復活這個實際
The day has been set, my friends
最後審判日子已經設定了
There will be a day we have to stand and be accountable for our actions.
有一日，我哋每个人都会站在一个台前，去对于我哋每日所做嘅事系负责任。
Whether you believe or not,
无论系你系信或者系唔信
，I encourage you to believe.
鼓励大家去信耶稣基督。
And if you have hard time believing,
如果你对于信耶稣基督系有困难嘅话
，if you have hard time reconciling with others,
如果系对于大家弟兄姊妹可以和好是有困难的话
I want to personally pray for you.
牧师会为你每个人祷告
If there is a one relationship that you want to be reconciled in the coming year,
如果有一个关系你在2006年来的时候想将个关系又修补的话呢
It could be with your parents,
或者你仔女对于父母呢
Could be with your brothers and sisters,
或者兄弟姊妹啦。
It could be with your colleagues,
或者是同事。
Or anyone,
或任何人。
Reconcile,
和好。
Because that's what the people of God do.
以为这些就是神的人，属于神的人应该要做的。
Reconcile,
和好。
Because that's what Paul is teaching the Second Corinthians.
因为保罗就在哥林多后书这样教导。
Reconcile in the love of Christ.
在耶稣基督的爱里面去和好。
You are redeemed people of God.
你是神所救赎的人。
Your life is precious as the blood of Jesus is precious.
你的生命就好像耶稣基督的血那么宝贵。
Do not pay evil with evil, but pay evil with goodness from God.
不要以恶对恶，是以善去对。
That's how Christians change the world.
这个就是基督徒怎样去改变的世界
Not with your further knowledge
不是你的知识
Not with your logic
不是你的逻辑
Not with I have this, so I can't
不是说我有这些或者有那些或者我能够做一些我能够做那些
If Jesus died for you on that cross
如果耶稣基督为你在十字架上死的话
And if Jesus is resurrected from the dead
如果耶稣基督在死里面复活的话
And that points us to a fixed day where we would all have to be accountable for our deeds, whether good or evil.
这个就是有神在当中设立的日子，我们是在面对这个最后审判，是对于我们所做的一切事情。
The time of ignorance has passed.
无知的时间已经过去了。
Let us reconcile.
我们大家可以互相和好。
And I don't have to go further into.The Gospel of John and John's epistles, how love is the character of heavenly citizen.
牧师不用在约翰福音里面讲到，然后爱是一个天国人的每一个特质。
And I hope that our church will grow and grow to be more like resurrected Christ.
我希望恩约堂每个人都可以成长，越来越像复活的基督。
In believing,
and 相信。
And in reconciling.
然后大家和好。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, you have taught us that we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
主，你已经教导我们每个人都在耶稣基督的审判台前站立。
That you will come to judge the living and the dead.
耶稣基督会来到审判死人、活人。
We are a sinful and helpless, sometimes unhealthy Christians, O God.
我们罪人有时我们还是一个不健康的基督徒。
What arguments can we have against your righteous ruling and judgment.
在神的公义上面和神的公义审判上面，我们 有什么可以反驳呢？
We have nothing to boast about.
我们没有东西可以自夸。
At the feet of Jesus the Christ, judge.
在耶稣脚下的审判。
But we pray.
我们祈祷，祈祷。
Just as you have given the pledge and assurance to all,
就因为你给了每个人的确据。
The very down payment of the Holy Spirit of our eternal dwelling with you.
因为神的圣灵已经来住在在我们里面。
If any of us in this room have not received that token and down payment,
如果我们当中还没接受这个神的灵的话，
or if we are not too sure whether we have received that assurance of heaven,
或者我们不太清楚，不太确定，我已经收到这个确据的话，
I pray that they would come to realize that the time of ignorance has gone.
祈祷他们这个无知的时间已经过去了。
And I pray that you would open their eyes and enlighten their eyes of the heart.
开他的眼睛，照亮他的眼睛。
That they would believe.
他们会相信。
In the resurrected Jesus.
复活的基督。
And that they would believe,
他会相信,
that you have reconciled us to you.
由耶稣基督是已经将我们和神和好了。
Lord, there are many relational difficulties in this world.
在这个世界上，我们每个人关系都有困难。
But we are all, we will receive what is due for what we have done.
我们每个人都因为我们所做的都会受。
In that very seat, the very present and future reality.
在很接近来的将来。
I pray that you would teach us to be reconciled like you have reconciled us with God.
耶稣基督教导我们怎样去互相和解，好像你将我们和神和解一样。
That you would continue to mold us and shape us to be more like Christ.
无造我们，改变我们，好像耶稣基督这样。
And that our church may enjoy the benefits that has been promised in the covenant of grace.
由教会可以享受神给我们的神耶稣基督复活的好处。
The very thing that you've commanded us to ask in the name of Jesus in our prayer.
由第就是耶稣基督为我们祷告的最开始的事情。
Where they may be comfort.
未必是我们受到安慰。
Where they may be boldness.
或者我们有勇敢，
where there may be evangelistic effort,
或者我们有宣教的行为，
or that very small step of faith reaching out to reconcile with our enemies.
每一小步都是可以为我们去对于每一个人的和好。
You be the center of it all.
耶稣基督是我们的中心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
I'm with you.